This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hand.
Gentlemen, he's one of Irving Berlin's new songs. Donald O'Connor does a great routine to this song in the 20th Century Fox picture, No Business Like Show Business.
You know a man chases a girl until she catches him. He runs after the girl until he's caught. As he fishes for the girl until she's landed him. Oh, it all comes out exactly the way she saw. Uncertain. He tags along behind. Uncertain. But he makes up his mind. A man chases a girl until she catches him. But don't run too fast while you are saying no. And once you've caught him, don't ever let him go.
April has everything, from All Fools' Day to
resurrection services, from the informal launching of the marble season to the annual formal debut of Big League Baseball. It is Harlequin in mood, Harlequin in costume. Doubt arises in April, but you can still catch pneumonia if you get a mild sunburn digging your car out of an overnight snowdrift. A new teacher lotus virus, known by the folk name of spring fever, infects both man and his oldest friend, the dog. I don't know about cats, except they do seem to yowl with a new note in the night. Children complain of growing pains, and old people feel a hurting. Stars left by April's past. The race of man is as mixed up and confusing in April as the weather itself. Ferment rules. You really can't tell what anybody will do. The plodding white-collar peasant wears a brighter necktie. Girls flower and shiver in bright new thin dresses, and they clump in unexpected places. Bank tellers abscond. Middle-aged men run off with blondes. Housewives assault their homes from basement to attic and feel a strange urge to move every piece of furniture in the place. Bachelors smile at old maids, and old maids smile right back. It's also a time when friends gone swim back into memory. And so it is that in April, I think, often is only time. A friend in four wartime campaigns who died in April. During the bombing of London, he once wrote that he couldn't stand it if he thought he shouldn't live to see the beauty of another spring. Everybody wants a fresh dream to follow. Just take pity on any April fool, because if he mistakes a fathom for a dream, it's only because he touches joy while he can. Realizing his desperate dilemma, April comes but once a year, and the supply of any man's April is never endless. Well, I think what Hal had to say about wraps up that note very nicely, don't you? And now to some April-y music.
Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. Je ne sais pas what to do. You know, it's completely stolen my heart. Morn and noon and night time too. So you're wondering what to do. That's the way I saw life in the stars. My love for you is great, great form. I just wish my friends were good enough. I tell you so much more. But I hope that you come to all the things you mean to me. Darling, give them all to me. I love you, yes I do. Yo
seems appropriate to sort of wrap up tonight's doings. Incidentally, this song is available on the tobacco label. With the coming of the Easter season, wouldn't you like to help some crippled youngster find the joy and the hope of the real meaning of Easter? You can, you know, just by giving to Easter Fields. Your money helps provide these unfortunate children with the finest care and the finest treatment possible. Care that can help crippled youngsters become useful, happy citizens. Just send this contribution, whether it's a big, a small one, whatever you feel you can afford, to Easter Fields or to Triple Children, care of your local post office.
Good night, Ben, and thank you very much.
The Bing Crosby Show was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Joe Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter, hoping you have a pleasant weekend. And be with us again on Monday, won't you?
Drama comes your way tomorrow in two different delightful forms on CBS Radio. Romance on most of these stations tells the amusing story of one day in heaven for me. When a professional house guest stumbles across a derby love affair in typical British fashion. And Gunsmoke's action-packed daytime story is The Horse Deal, in which Marshall Matlin and Reversal Lincoln listen to both tomorrow on CBS Radio, your best bet for outstanding drama.